the application of Erlen Rivera to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district and a GR general residential district for parking commercial tractor trailers to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Nanticoke 100, Sussex County, containing 9.59 acres more or less, lying west of Route 516, also known as Concord Pond Road, 600 feet south of Route 525, also known as King Road, and being identified as tax map ID District 231, map 12, parcel 152. For the benefit of council, at the request of council, during your public hearing on February 5th of 2013, the council did defer, left the record open for 2 weeks for the applicant to submit proposed conditions, after which the record would remain open for an additional 2 weeks for responses and comments to the submitted proposed conditions. So I will provide you with a copy of those conditions and the conditions of the planning zoning commission.
So these have been in the file for some time. Right?
These would be to have.
Did you get a copy before now? Did you get a copy of this before today?
Of this?
Yes.
Don't think so. Don't recall.
As I stated, those comments were provided by the applicant on February 12th and received on February 13th. Is in compliance with the request of the council to submit proposed conditions. There were no responses or comments made by any individual or agency in reference to their response. The recommendation of the Planning and Zoning Commission was to approve with certain conditions. Those conditions are somewhat different than the conditions offered by the applicant.
This had a hit long. This site has had a history, right, of commercial activity?
No.
No, it hadn't? Okay. Okay.
No, it was a vacant parcel, and there was the activity took place. The applicant was cited, and he did apply for the conditional use to correct that violation.
Okay.
And the entrance is, what's going on with the entrance? And
the entrance will be subject to DLDOT's review and approval.
Have they looked at it?
They have. I don't know that they've given us a final entrance approval. They won't until they know we've approved the use.
So it's a doable thing then, for what you know, for what you see.
It's possible, yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah. I'm thinking about the next door neighbors and the community.
I would be subject to, my comment on that question would be subject to Mr. Robertson's agreement to allow me to put it into the record because it was received after. Mm-hmm. Closed the record.
Yeah, if the record was closed, we shouldn't consider it.
No, that's why I have an answer to that, but it's something that came in after.
Oh.
I can only say it's not negative.
I do have a question, Mr. Lank, and Mr. Robertson. On the conditions from planning and zoning 6E. Explain, because I'm looking at if you go and look at the overhead map, it looks like to me to meet that requirement, we'll have to cut down a bunch of trees in the back there, a bunch of woods or something, because 100 feet from each side is not.
You also take notice of number one, that the conditional use is set on a parcel of land containing 1.4 acres of the 9.59 acre tract owned by the applicant. It's the front 1.4 acres, and there was a line drawn by the applicant at the time he submitted for public hearing.
Mm-hmm. So the inference is what? That he could later use that other portion?
Or now, the use is limited to that 1.4 acres.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. But what's the point?
Your note on.
I mean, in there it says that if the setback area eliminates the applicant's ability to reasonably park the trucks and trailers, they may apply for an expansion of the conditional use on the remaining property.
And that would require a public hearing.
Right.
Before the commission and the council.
And I don't see any way in the world, I mean, I looked out, walked this thing, I don't see any way in the world you can come 100 feet from each side on 1.4 acres and park these 10 trailers and trucks.
I believe at the widest point on that parcel, I believe was 268 foot.
Probably.
So you look, appears in one area you have approximately 68 foot and meet the 100 foot setback requirement. So I don't know that you can place a tractor in a truck, a trailer in a tractor-trailer truck.
Well, what
that 68-foot.
And they have 10 of them. I just like counted 10 Sunday.
If we approve this, then it's impossible for them to do it?
Right.
Well, that doesn't make sense. I mean, we ought to make sure that we have something that if there is the desire to approve this, we need to make sure it's workable. That wouldn't be fair to anybody.
Well, I think the thought was that if it didn't work, he had to come back in and reapply and be more specific as to the location outside of that 1.4 acres. So he would have to use the 9.59 acres and be further back away from the road because it's a triangle-shaped piece.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. But
and if you look on your...
I know. I mean, Mike says...
Look at the overhead view of that thing. You keep on scrolling down there.
Right.
And you come to the...
there's no land.
The overhead view of the trees and all that stuff there. I mean, 1.4 acres, you know, when you come back from that entranceway and allow 100 feet on each side of that property, there's no way in the world you can get to, I don't think you can get those 10 tractor and trailers in there.
I think one of the thoughts behind that on that the commission was the noise of tractor trailers running and starting and idling and refrigeration units.
Oh, I'm not saying requirement. I'm just saying I don't think there's any way in the world, when I never walked on that thing Sunday, I don't see any way in the world that you can do that.
Well, and
on 1.4 acres.
The February 12th letter, though, the February 12th letter from the applicant kind of takes another stab at that, if you will, because they propose conditions that there won't be any refrigeration units running or operating stored on the site. You know, no trucks will be left to idle for extended periods of time. No outside or no radio CBs that are et cetera being a volume to be heard from outside the truck or vehicle. You know, so that's kind of how they addressed, I think, the concerns that led to that 100-foot buffer. Instead of the 100-foot buffer, like you said, they imposed use restrictions on it for operations of the truck.
Well, why don't you say there shall be a 100-foot setback, if possible, from the entire perimeter of the, say, put if possible, like we did on that if possible before we talked about it. Then I would give P&Z some leeway to...
Well, the difficulty with that is that it was restricted to the 1.4 acres that was shown, a dotted line shown to separate the remaining portion of the property to be used. They were trying to restrict themselves so that they wouldn't be using the whole parcel and just scatter vehicles all over.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And there will be no use on the other parts of the property.
Unless, if they want to use it for expansion of the business, they would have to come back.
They have to come back.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. We're not, but the 100-foot setback still, like Mike says, is it may make it undoable or not workable.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess if we do approve this, that then puts the burden on them to come back. Like they can give you a site plan, don't they?
They would need a site plan, but
they got to show you on site plan where these things.
I mean,
are
if you go with the 100-foot,
yeah,
you would have to give us a site plan in compliance with the conditions,
right?
And submit it to the commission for review. And I don't know that he could get. How many trucks do you get within that small triangle? But it's going to be a triangle.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
then he'd have to ask for...
He'd have to come back for an extension to his conditional
use.
Extension
of the land. It's the conditional use, right?
Well, that just
doesn't
seem
fair. involved, too, in addition to the 100 feet? Is there buffering involved?
That was the 100 foot was a setback.
So nothing more than that.
Yeah.
But does that include any kind of... does it obstruct view? I mean, in other words, did the neighbors still have to look at all the trucks?
There were no physical buffer description in the conditions of approval.
So
it had to be landscaped or fenced or anything. I don't see anything in there.
Just a setback.
It was just a setback.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we don't know what would be in it.
Because most of the parks, as stated by Mr. Vincent, wooded in the rear.
Yeah, it's wooded in the rear. It's wooded on the left side. I mean, there's a lot of... I think the intent of planning and zoning, I wasn't there, was to certainly protect the neighbors from the noise.
Because these things
do haul, at least what I saw, they all had reefers on them, so they all have the ability, they could be sitting there running. We have nobody out there and police that.
Well, could I ask, it's, this be deferred? I mean, with this in hand, I guess in one sense we're not supposed to consider this, but there it is.
No,
you can't consider it. That would be requested by council.
Something different.
I wouldn't mind doing as Mr. Vincent did and go out there and see if there's a way to make this work.
I'll second that motion.
Okay.
Motion to defer. Motion second. Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
I want to thank Mr. Phillips for that. I'd like to take time to look at something like this and compare it to what the commission recommends. And how do we go about getting something like this before the vote comes up? But anyway, thank you. Yes.
Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Vote yes. Motion carried. We'll defer it. Next, CZ 1724.
Again, you have a copy of the record before you. It's an application of Central Storage at Harbison LLC to amend the comprehensive zoning map from AR1 Agriculture Residential District to a CR1 Commercial Residential District, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 8.05 acres, more or less, lying north of Route 9, also known as Lewis-Georgetown Highway, 500 feet west of Route 5, also known as Harbison Road, and 700 feet east of Route 254, also known as Prettyman Road, and being identified on tax rolls as tax map ID 2-35, map 30, parcel 8.02. Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on January 10 of 2013. Recommended approval on January 24th of 2013. Council held a public hearing on February 26th of 2013, and there were no reasons stated for the deferral. Planning and Zoning Commission did, as I stated, make a recommendation of approval on this application, and it is part of the record before you.
Any questions of council?
No, I'm all right.
Mr. Robertson, read the short title, please.
The only thing I've...
Oh, Mrs. Deaver.
I guess, you know, I have a question. You know, we tend to approve commercial zoning on road fronts. Would be nice, if that's our policy, it would be nice if we would zone them and let people know what's coming instead of surprising them with all these little pieces at one at a time.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay.
Mr. Robertson.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 8.05 acres, more or less.
I'll make a motion.
Motion, Mr. Phillips. Second.
Second.
Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the vote? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
I voted for the conditional use, and like I say, it would be nice if the neighbors hadn't been surprised by this. The applicant stated that he couldn't get the kind of funding that he needed from the bank unless he had this kind of zoning. But I will vote for it. I'm relying on the following things: that the site currently has a conditional use approval as a central storage facility. The CR1 zoning will be consistent with this existing business use. The property is in the immediate vicinity of the Route 9 and Route 5 intersection, where a variety of small commercial enterprises already exist, and the rezoning is consistent with the uses and trends in the area. The rezoning is consistent with the guidelines in the current Sussex County comp plan, and that permits retail and service uses in the area along Route 9. The rezoning will not have adverse impact on neighboring or adjacent properties or the community. There is also no indication that it will have adverse impact on traffic. The proposed rezoning promotes an orderly growth, convenience, prosperity, order, and welfare of the present and future inhabitants of Sussex County. Any proposed use on the site, including use as a mini storage facility, would require site plan approval by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, since the applicant relied heavily on the proposed use as a mini storage facility during its presentation. The applicant should expect that the conditions imposed on that conditional use for the site would transfer to the site plan for such a use under this rezoning. Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Mr. Phillips?
I vote yes. Based on the recommendation of planning and zoning, I think it's an appropriate use.
Wilson?
I vote yes on recommendation of TZ.
Also, based on planning and zoning's recommendations and their reasons, which Mrs. Deaver read most of those,
Thank you.
I think it does certainly make sense to do. I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, Mr. Lank.
Thank you for your help, Mr. Lank.
Mrs. Webb?